it is obviously a big week. Could be a tremendous weekend for basketball in this country. It's also a significant weekend for baseball as the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame inducts four new members. Jason Bay, Ryan Dempster, whose speech will be the highlight of knowing Ryan's sense of humor, knowing his ability to imitate voices. I'm sure it'll be the highlight of the event in St. Mary's. Rob Thompson of Sarnia, Ontario, and Gord Ash, longtime baseball executive, former Toronto Blue Jays general manager. All of those gentlemen being inducted in the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame June 15th in St. Mary's, Ontario. They've also got time, apparently, to put some old fart in into the Hall of Fame as the Jack Graney Award winner. Scott Crawford is Director of Operations with the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum, and he joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. It sounds like people are having fun wherever you are.
Jeff, we're in the middle of setting up for the big day, so it's quite exciting.
Tell us a little bit about what people can expect at the Hall of Fame, the Hall of Fame this weekend. And you know, for people who don't know, yes, I am going in as the Jack Graney Award winner, and I'm very pleased and very proud to be doing that. But
well, first off, I got to thank you and congratulate you, Jeff. You are the Jack Graney Award winner, and we're pretty honored to be presenting you that award on Saturday. But it's a full day of baseball. I mean, it's there's ball games on the fields all day, starting at 10 a.m. The museum's open, which is newly renovated and expanded. The the induction ceremony is at 1 o'clock, and then of course an autograph session with the inductees after. So it's a full day of baseball.
You've also got an event on Thursday night at it's called the Opening Pitch at Left Field Brewery, which is the meet and greet with the 2019 inductees, plus Fergie Jenkins, Paul Beeston, Don McDougal, Hazel May is going to be there, Murray Cook, and this is a fundraiser, but it's also sold out. So this has been this sounds like it sounds like the relaunch and everything is something you guys have really put a lot of thought in. That's something you're really happy about, and it looks as if it's given a little bit of boost to the Hall of Fame, hasn't it?
It has, and we're pretty excited about partnering with Left Field Brewery and having the event at their place Thursday night and sort of a kickoff event. We always try to do a fun kickoff event in Toronto for the inductees to help spread the word about the Hall of Fame. And it's really great. Ryan and Jason, those guys are all looking forward to it, to meet and greet some fans and have a fun evening.
How did you get involved in the Hall of Fame?
Well, I've been here a long time, right out of school. I started volunteering here back in 1999, believe it or not, and then got employed in 2000 and still sticking around. So we're pretty excited. Not too many jobs in baseball in Canada, so this is one of the best.
What are some of the memorable stories, the things you remember from inductions, the speeches and things of that nature? Is there a particular one, a particular induction, a particular ceremony, a particular event that really stands out to you as being especially meaningful?
There's a couple, actually. One is, when Tom Hankey was here in 2011, we all know him as the Terminator and a great blue day closer, but he was so down to earth and such a nice guy. He rented a bus for for a busload of people from his hometown to come up for his ceremony. And he was asking us, what can he do to help us on his big weekend? And that's kind of, not supposed to happen because it's their weekend. We're supposed mm-hmm. to be doing everything for them. But the Terminator was one of the great inductees.
It's interesting. We're having this discussion, of course, against the backdrop of the Toronto Raptors run to the NBA Finals. And one of the things baseball or Canada baseball has done is it really has provided a template, I think, for how you not just exist and survive but thrive in the shadow of hockey in this country. And there are a lot of things we're seeing Canada basketball do now that have kind of adopted some of the things that Canada baseball has done. There's kind of a kinship, isn't there, between baseball and basketball in this country, like two sports that have been in the shadows of hockey but have really established footholds. And I think basketball might be a little behind baseball in that regard. It might be catching up, but it is kind of interesting. There's that sort of twin dynamic at work there, isn't there?
There is. I mean, obviously, hockey in Canada, we all know how big and popular that is. I mean, baseball and basketball, you know, we're both pretty darn good, but, I mean, we're in Canada. You know, our baseball team is double Pan Am gold champion medals. Our women's team's right there, too, winning the silver. And now, you know, with basketball, now obviously the Raptors doing very well the last couple of years. It's going to help them, too, just like when baseball took off when the Blue Jays had their surgeons a couple of years ago. And the important thing is that our kids are playing sports, right? I mean, obviously, we want more kids playing baseball, but I'm one of those things where as long as the kids are playing a sport and having a good time and playing multiple sports, that's definitely a good thing for their growth.
Scott, we're going to let you run. Appreciate you doing this. Again, thanks so much. I will see you on Thursday, and I will certainly see you Saturday. Thanks again.
Sounds great, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
Be well. That's Scott Crawford. He's director of operations of the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum. Induction day is Saturday. The museum is open to the public from 11:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. For the regular admission fees. And, of course, during the day, there'll be a variety of current honorees, past honorees in attendance, sort of a who's who of baseball in Canada. They've got a golf tournament on Friday. We mentioned Jason Bay, Ryan Dempster, Rob Thompson, and Gord Ash going into the Hall of Fame. Don't know Rob that well, actually. Know Jason fairly well. Know Ryan, of course, know Gord extremely well. So it is going to be a great day Saturday. If you're in the neighborhood, please drop by. There'll be a ton of former players there, as I said. And the other thing that's kind of cool is there will be baseball games going on all day, induction day, including Ontario Nationals games at 10 a.m., 12:30 p.m., 3 p.m., 5:30 p.m. There'll be kids games as well going on at the Rotary Field, King Field, and the Cement Field in and around St. Mary's. It's a great place. It's a lovely location. If you have a chance, get out there.